Hi again. This is my second episode. This is probably closer to my first one than I thought it was going to be. Because I usually don't have a ton of downtime on my hands. I have been debating over the past 2 days, 3 days-ish, on what I'm gonna talk about, because I really don't know. I mean, this can be anything that I want it to be. And you people out there, feel free to give me your ideas and what do you want to learn about? What do you want to know about? Do you want to know more about me? Do you want to know more about things that I do witch-wise? Do you want to know about covens? Any specific plants or crystals or anything? Do you want to know, I don't even know, about gods and goddesses? Yeah. I'm not really the best Yeah. Sorry for going silent for such a long time. As I say in the summary of the episode, as well as the in the first summary of the channel, as well as the first episode, I am not the greatest at remembering to talk. I tend to speak in my head and assume that everyone else is in there with me and they can hear everything I'm thinking. And so I will go to, I'll ask something in my head and then I'll wait and the conversation will go on. And then someone will bring up something relating to the question I asked and I'll be like, wait, I asked you that earlier. What are you talking about? And they'll look at me as if I'm crazy. Because I didn't say it out loud. Oopsies. Sorry, wrong topic. Myself as a witch, I am what I found the name for as an omnist. But that's the only name I've found for it. It means, as far as I can tell, it means believing in and accepting all, or no, not believing in, just accepting all, well, I'm not sure. My definition of my own religion is believing in and accepting all religions and beliefs and theories. But that's not really exactly what I am. In my head, I've got this idea of sorts, where instead of every single religion being separate, as in you can only believe in one, only one of these things is real, pick a door, any door, but only one, pick a card, any card, but only one, I was like, no, that's stupid, why would you want to do that? I mean, I don't know. It just bothered me. So I decided, alright, then I'm not going to believe that. So my religion or belief is that every single religion and theory and belief and everything, all of it exists at the same time. Which I know, you're going, how can you do that? How can you do that, Angel? And it's like, I'm just like, okay, listen. So, in my head, I can, I will explain that another time. In my head, with this religion, I see it as almost children taking turns with a toy. And that toy would be our universe, or world. And some days, the Christian God is in control. Some other days, it's the Greeks, or the Romans, or the Buddhists, or Jewish, or Islam, anything. And all of the religions take turns and they switch. And so, there might be a fight one day between Helios and Ra on, hey, it's my turn to raise the sun. And things like that. That's how I see it. And I know, it sounds really confusing. You'd be like, wait, but what about creation? Because all those religions have different ideas on how the world came to be. And so, every single day, the way we were created changes then. Because that's what I see. My head is one of the most confusing places to be. When I was younger, I didn't realize this wasn't normal until probably 6 months ago, maybe a year, when I was driving in the car with my stepmother and my father, and I was talking about how I act out the stories I write, because I like to write stories, I'm a writer, how I like to act out the stories I write in my room, and that's what all the noise is, and they're like, what do you mean? I'm like, I can see the story happening all around me. Like, instead of seeing my dresser, I see the entire expansion of a library or wherever my story takes place. And I see all the characters and I hear their voices and see their actions and they're talking to me. And I get in fights and sword fights and gun fights and everything. Actually, no, I don't think I've ever been in a gunfight in one of my stories. Usually it's sword fights because I really like swords. And bows and arrows, because they're pretty cool. Yeah. Sorry. But yeah, no. I mean, and they were like, they looked at me like I was crazy. So, my father hears the story being read to, no, he doesn't see anything. He just reads the book, and he takes in, okay, this means this, this means that. Or, this means this, that means that. Great. My stepmother hears the story being read to her, as well as my stepsister, both of them, I think. My mother can see it being played out in her head like a movie. I can hear all the voices, and I can see the actions of the characters, and then I can put down my book, and I can stand up, and I can join them in that scene. Honestly, I wonder if I'm going to get any bad reactions to this comparison, but honestly, the way I see everything is almost like a self-insert fanfiction, where I join in and interact with the characters in this scene or that scene, and like the book I'm reading in, I don't even remember what book, is there a book where I've put myself in the story? I know there is, I just have to remember. At the moment, I can't think of a book. Or, actually, no, yes, I can. The Percy Jackson series. I put myself in there with them, and I ran around, and I trained, and I went on quests, and I fought, and all sorts of things like that, right? So it's so cool, like, it's fun to do, you can do a bunch of cool things, yeah, I mean, I don't know, I'm just rambling at this point. But yeah, that's not even the only thing that's strange in my head. I'll get more on that on the next time I talk, which is probably gonna be, I don't know, I might actually just talk again later tonight, like I make another episode later tonight, but I'd probably upload it later some other day, probably tomorrow, I don't know. Good night. I don't have an outro, which annoys me. You know, I'd say see you in the next episode, but I can't actually see anyone. And catch you also sounds just really strange. Like, catch you next time. Bye-bye, or whatever, something like that. Just sounds, I don't know. Cliche, if I have to say. I don't know. Sorry. This is a really long and boring exit. Goodbye. I'll see you guys again soon, hopefully. I can't see you. I am sorry. I'm just gonna end this. Bye.